Now, when Mahsa Mortazavi was taking you to Semnan last week, I said you were in for a treat, as I have visited that city many times. What I didn't tell you, however, is that when you visit the city in the summer, you should definitely visit Shahrizad, a beautiful city located on the hills north of Semnan. It's like a little piece of heaven. Mahsa will tell you why.
To explore Semnan province, we hit the road at 4 p.m. heading towards Shahrizad. It's about 240 kilometers from Tehran. But if you get tired of driving, you can always stop and rest in beautiful places like this one.
After a 4 hours drive from Tehran to Shahrizad, we've just arrived here and the weather and the city is just gorgeous.
Shahrizad is a mountainous city and therefore it is a suitable summer resort for tourists. That's why the town's population fluctuates from 8,000 up to 40,000 during summer. We started our first day in Shahrizad with a traditional breakfast. Traditional houses in Shahrizad used to be so big that today they can be used as hotels.
This place was actually home to someone about 120 years ago, and now it's turned into a beautiful and small hotel.
One of Shahrizad's natural attractions is a very old walnut tree.
This huge walnut tree is called Rostam's Bow, and it's 1,300 years old.
The world's largest walnut orchard is also in Shahrizad. Actually, walnut trees are so important to Shahrizadi people that brides appoint a number of them as their dowry.
Shahrizad has got many rivers, and this is one of them. And I bet the water is very cold. Let's see. Not that much. It's okay.
As I expected no rivers for a province located in the desert, Shahrizad is actually rich in water. After relaxing a bit, we went to Darband Cave in Mahdi Shahr.
The easy part, which was coming here by a car, is finished. Now the hard part begins. Follow me. After 10 minutes of hiking, from now on we can take the stairs up to Darband Cave. Welcome to the world of unknown. This cave, which is called Darband, dates back to 140 million years ago.
This cave contains the first known evidence for Old Stone Age cave occupation in Iran. The remains of numerous cave bears and brown bears indicate that Darband primarily represents a bear den. The huge features here each resemble something from the outside world. For example, this one looks like the Statue of Liberty.
This cave was used as a hideout for Alavi tribe during the 5th century. They used to burn stuff in here, so that's why everywhere is black and smoky. We're going to a traditional home, which has still kept its classic architecture. Salam. Salam. Merci. Hal shoma. Shoma khubin?
Ja, ja, qurbona. Khush omedi. Befarman.
Qurbona shoma. Merci. She says all her childhood memory is right here in this home.
you're warmly welcomed by the sweet Shahmirzadi family.
من همه تو باغ زندگی میکردن اصلا آپارتمون نداشت الان تازه جدید همه آپارتمون گذاشتن دیگه من الان اینجا زندگی کردم اصلا هیچ چیز نمیتونم برم آپارتمون زندگی کنم
در همین شهرمزه دو دنیا اومدم و امروز که 40 سال از عمرم میگذره تو همین باغ زندگی کردم خود شهرمزادی ها کلن ذاتن باغ و باغداری و درخت دوست دارن
Although we were in Shahmirzad for a short time, saying goodbye to all these beautiful places and nice people was really hard. The sweet memories make us want to come back. Mahsa Mortazavi, reporting for Iran.